looking at 2001 in utero. So we want to look at the situation in 2001. Since then, things have gotten a lot worse in all the vectors. Toxic chemicals that I have identified are connected to autism. And of course, the one I've really singled in on is glyphosate. I think it's the single most prominent chemical that's responsible for the epidemic. If you take the data that the CDC has provided since 1975 and plot it, you can see that it's an exponential growth curve. When you extend the line, it intersects 2025 at 1 in 4 and 2032 at 1 in 2.
What's the mechanism?
Professor Don Huber, who's a professor emeritus from Purdue University, he gave a two-hour lecture. I attended it. Everything he said fit with everything I knew about autism. I walked away from that lecture absolutely convinced that I had my answer. And I went home and I just read every paper I could find on glyphosate. Our gut microbes get distressed in the presence of glyphosate, and that's why we have an epidemic in all kinds of gut dysbiosis diseases, like celiac disease and inflammatory bowel disease and acid reflux, are connected to imbalanced gut bacteria, which goes directly to the glyphosate, which has been patented as an antimicrobial agent.